chapter 3, verse 1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. And all God's people said, amen. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, happy Father's Day 2020. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and welcome to this program called Sunday Worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. So as you are getting that last minute gift for Dad, maybe that tie, maybe that new barbecue grill, let's gather and let's prepare our hearts to worship Jesus. Let's start things off today with Lincoln Brewster, reminding us that today is the day, right here on Sunday Worship.
I'm casting my cares aside, I'm leaving my past behind, I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hand to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good, is good. Today is the day you have made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow, I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. I'm putting my fears aside, I'm leaving my doubts behind, I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good, is good. Today is the day you have made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow, I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day, today is the day. I will stand upon your truth, and all my days I'll live for you. I will stand upon your truth, and all my days I'll live for you. For you, today is the day you have made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow, giving you my fears and sorrows. Where you lead me, I will follow, I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day, today is the day, today is the day, today is the day.
Preparing our hearts and minds on Jesus. Thanks for listening to today's program of Sunday Worship. And when G. Campbell Morgan was a young man, he visited two elderly ladies each and every week to read the Bible to them. And when he read Matthew 28:20, which says, "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world," he said, "Isn't that a wonderful promise?" And one of the ladies quickly replied, "Young man, that is not a promise. It is a fact." Friend, all God's promises are fact. Listening to Sunday Worship.
On Christ.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. How's your weekend coming along? Of course, it's Father's Day today in our church. This morning we are regathering inside the building, making the proper precautions, of course, today. And afterwards we're going to have a cookout in our family for Father's Day today. So looking forward to that. You know, when John Quincy Adams was 80 years old, a friend asked him, "So how is John Quincy Adams today?" And he replied, "John Quincy Adams himself is very well, thank you. But the house he lives in is sadly in disrepair. It is tottering on its foundations. The walls are badly shattered and the roof is worn. The building trembles with every wind. And I think that John Quincy Adams will have to move out before long. But he himself is very well." Friend, 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.
Father's Day is a time to thank Dad for all his love and sacrifice. Research shows kids with good fathers are more likely to have a relationship with the Heavenly Father. Kids from dysfunctional homes with an absent or abusive father tend to have a distorted view of the Heavenly Father and less likely to view a relationship with God as something to be desired. So if you had a great dad, be thankful. Tell Dad that you love him and appreciate all he's done. If you don't have a positive image of Father, let me urge you to turn to the Heavenly Father. He's loving, giving, and forgiving. He loves you more than the best earthly father ever could. Our Heavenly Father loves you unconditionally, so much that He sent His only Son to die for you so you could be His child. He's waiting for you to come home. Call 888-NEED-HIM to discover how you can be a son or daughter of the Heavenly Father. That's 888-NEED-HIM.
To praise the wonders of your mind. courage and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. I shout to the Lord on the earth that I sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas roar at the sound of your name. And I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever Savior, for there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, you're my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. I let every breath, all that I never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord on the earth that I sing. A power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound.
Proclaiming and uplifting the name of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship, and Hudson Taylor, founder of China Inland Mission, used to hang in his home a plaque with two Hebrew words on it, Ebenezer and Jehovah Jireh. The first word means the Lord has helped us. The second word means the Lord will provide. One looked back while the other looked forward. One reminded him of God's faithfulness and the other of God's assurances. Friend, we serve a faithful God and His promises are true.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold goodness. To Thy great faithfulness, mercy and love.
Yeah. and a peace that endureth thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside.
Friend, we serve a faithful, faithful God. That's music from Mike Weaver. You may recognize his voice from the group Big Daddy Weave. Happy Father's Day. You are listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio on this June 21st, 2020. You can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address here at the radio ministry. And, well, I'm going to prepare for services today and enjoy the rest of my Father's Day. I'm not sure what my family has up their sleeves today, but looking forward to it. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Amen.